Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Well, thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been forwarded to me for further help. How can I help you today?
You just rang me. Something's about money being taken out of my account. What's that about?
Correct. Well, there is a gift card has been ordered, which is around $1,499. And apart from that, there is one more hidden transaction which was on hold at the moment. It was around $299.99. So, dear, do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know anything about this payment, right?
No, I want to cancel that.
You want to cancel that. All right, definitely I will try to help you to cancel the payments, which has not done by you. But before I go further, could you please tell me one thing, that apart from you, have you ever shared any of your personal and financial information to anyone, like with your friends, family members, with your neighbors?
No, I don't know what's going on there. That's just bullshit, yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems like
has any money been taken out yet?
No, the money was not taken out from your account yet, because when the order has purchased, we have to check the foreign IP addresses, like from where the order has been made and from where the order was going to be delivered to. So what our team have found, there are some multiple foreign IP addresses which has been like connected to you. And with the help of these foreign IP addresses, the people, they're trying to purchase something illegal in behalf of you. Our team have found it fraudulent. So that is why they have make a hold on that payment before it goes through.
Thank you for that. Yeah, just cancel it, please.
Definitely, we will help to cancel that. Do you have a computer or a laptop, any device, so that we can just check few things on it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't got a computer or a laptop?
No.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any cell phones, like Android, Apple, tablet, iPad? Any sort of device?
I've only got the iPhone I have.
The only thing which you have got is your iPhone. No worries. What I'm going to do is, at the moment, I'm going to transfer this call to the iPhone technicians. All right, they will be going to help you and guide you further through the cancellation and the refund process.
Yes.
Right, they will be going to check each and everything, whatever the messages are just happening to you. Just give me a second. Let me just try to connect this call to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for being on hold, sir. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical supervisor. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you.
Okay. Now, sir, I believe you understand what my colleague has tried to explain you about the fraudulent payments, which is going on through your... Yes. Now, what we are doing, sir, we are deactivating those fraudsters from your mobile phone one by one. Now, to do that, we have to send you a cancellation code into your cell phone. So, I believe you're using an iPhone through your side, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want you to simply check into your iPhone. You would be able to see an application there written like App Store. Do you see any application App Store there?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what can you see into your cell phone now? Just confirm it to me.
I can't see nothing. I'm just, yeah.
Okay. What exactly do you see into your cell phone at the moment? Just tell me.
I've gone off of the call. All I see is all my apps and that.
Okay. Do one thing. First of all, put me on speaker. Okay, you know how to do that? Put me on speaker mode.
Yeah, I've got you on speaker.
Okay. Now, just swipe your screen from bottom to top. Just swipe it up.
Yep.
Okay.
I've got prepared three tips about features that can help in case
Yes, like that. Yeah, the applications which you see, right, like message, camera, WhatsApp and everything. Do you see that?
No, all I see is Commonwealth and then Facebook.
Yeah, that's what you see, right? Okay. Now, from there, sir, I want you to open up the App Store. Just check it. Do you see App Store? A big A color symbol, App Store.
I can go into mine and open it.
Yep. All right.
App Store,
so,
I've got App Store here.
Yeah. Now, on the App Store, just check very carefully at the right-hand side bottom. Did you see any option say search? I just want you to click on search from there.
Hang on, I'm just going into my App Store. Yeah, I'm going to App Store now. And
yes.
I've got search on the bottom.
Yes, on the bottom, search. Click on that search. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on that search, I want you to simply type in there the letter A. A as an apple. A there.
Letter I.
A for apple. Yes, A.
Yeah.
Then type N for November. N there.
Sorry?
N for November, N there, type N.
N, yes.
Yes. After N, it's Y for yellow. Y there, type Y.
So it's I-N-Y, yeah.
Yes. After that, D as in David, type D.
What, with all one word?
Yeah, it's in all in one word, yes. D as in David,
D.
Yep.
Yeah.
After D, it's E for Edward, type E. After E, it's S for sugar, type S.
S, yeah.
After S, it's K as in kilo, type K. Yeah. After that, give a click on search and then confirm me what can do you see on your screen at the moment.
Okay, search.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see?
Address, secure, and add free pin. S3 B O T. Any desk.
Okay, do you see red color icon says any desk, the fast remote desktop application? Do you see that?
It says what? Any desk remote desktop?
Yes. Just see
beside that.
Yes, just see beside that any desk remote desktop. Do you see any option says get? G-E-T,
no.
Get. Do you see that?
No.
Okay, click on that, any desk remote desktop. Click on it.
Any desk remote desktop, yeah?
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see inside it?
It's saying install.
Yeah, click on install, yes.
Yeah. Done.
Okay, just wait now.
Open?
Yeah, click on open, yes.
Yeah.
All right, now what can you see inside it?
There's your address number.
Okay, and you can see a 9-digit number, right?
1, 2, 3, yeah, 9-digit number.
9-digit number. So let me tell you, sir, this is the cancellation code which has been provided to you directly through the eBay server to stop the fraudulent activities. So I want you to write this number in a piece of a pen and a paper first. Write this number.
Yes.
Have you write down the number?
7, 9, 4, 2, 2, 7, yes.
Okay. Now, just confirm it to me, sir, like the cancellation number which you see there. Would you just confirm it to me?
Yep. It's 795.
785, yep.
274.
274, yep.
Double 27.
Double 27. I'm telling you the number again. It's 785-274-227, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, shortly, sir, what we are doing at the moment, we are activating the security into your cell phone. Now, this security has been activated directly through the eBay server. So once the security has been activating, you will get to see a security warning option will come up. That warning is totally given to you to stop the fraudsters. It will be an awareness warning page will come up. So don't need to get panicked once you see that page. What you have to do is you need to see at the very bottom of that page, there is an option says I am aware of the risk, and then you can see two options, accept and decline. The accept means you have to accept the security of our eBay. Once you see that, just let me know, okay? I'll tell you what you have to do, okay? Now, just let me know, do you see that security warning option or not? Just let me know.
Wait.
Now, just see at the very bottom of that security warning, do you see a small checkbox says, I am aware of the risk at the very bottom? Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, just click on that I am aware of the risk option. Click on that checkbox. Now, at the bottom, do you see the green accept? Click on that accept.
Red accept.
Red, it's a decline, right?
Yeah, it says accept.
Now, click on accept.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
But this is dying another person once dying from a divorce.
No, that's the thing which will be given to you directly through the eBay server to stop the fraudsters. Okay, this is a warning message created by our team. So don't need to worry. Just look at the bottom. Do you see accept?
Yes.
Click on that accept. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what can you see after that?
By security service, we'd like to view the best thing.
Click on start broadcast. If you see, click on start broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Now just says accept or dismiss.
Click on accept, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you see start broadcast?
Yeah.
Click on start broadcast and wait after that, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Alright, now the security has been activated through our eBay server. Shortly, we are deactivating every fraudster which is connected. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to minimize the space, swipe it from the bottom to top, just swipe it up.
Swipe it from the bottom?
To top, yes, just swipe it up. Okay, now sir, first of all, I want you to go to your mobile phone settings, swipe up once again. Okay, now at the mobile phone settings, go to the very top where you can see your all your name. Can you see that at the top?
Yeah, I can see my name. Yeah.
Or at the very top, click on that where you see your name.
Yes.
Okay. Now, type over there where you see name, phone number, and your email. All right?
Yeah, it says name, phone number, email, yeah.
Yes. Now click on it so that we will activating the security by through this information. Okay?
Yeah.
Just give me a minute so that we will start activating the security. And let me inform you, sir, once we will activating the security and once the security has been activated, we will totally send you like a cancellation request to your internet banking. So that what you have to do is you have to approve the cancellation procedure so that we will cancel the payment and refund you the money, okay, directly to your account. So,
Has the money been taken out already?
The money has been debited already, sir, but we have to simply put that payment on a hold, okay, so that the cancellation procedure will be completed properly. So what I want you to do, I want you to minimize this page again, swipe it from the bottom to top.
Yes. Okay. I haven't done anything to you. What did you want me to do when it says my number?
Leave as it is, we are activating the security. Now do one thing, swipe it from the bottom to top. Okay, swipe it from the bottom to top. Yeah. Now what we have done is, we have sent it the cancellation request into your internet banking. So I want you to log in and check any notifications you have come through the eBay or not.
In my bank?
In your account, yes sir.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
Okay, check your accounts and check any activities are provided into your account or not. Any messages you will be getting there or not?
No messages.
Nothing, nothing is there, okay? So now what I want you to do, I want you to leave your screen as it is. And in the meantime, we will just transfer this call to the accounts department, and they will tell you how you can get your refund properly and how you would simply stop this kind of fraudsters directly through your account. So
yeah, how much on the refund? 1,001?
It's 299, as I tell you earlier. 299, you'll get the refund directly through eBay. All right?
Yeah.
So now, just hold on. Thank you for talking with me. The call has been transferred to the accounts team. All right? Just stay with me for a second. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. Well, just now you're having a word with one of my representatives, and I believe he must explain you, right?
Yeah.
An order has been placed, you know, like automatically. That was around like $299 approximately, right? But we did not place that order, you know, successfully. We just put that order on hold, okay?
Yes.
So what we are going to do is, I'm just going to help you, like how we are just going to cancel the order and how we are going to give you the refund at the same time. So you just need to press your home button, go to your home screen.
Yep, go to your home screen. Yep, what's on
there? And after that, I want you to go to your home screen of your phone.
Yep.
And after that, I want you to open up your Safari. Open up your Safari.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, you just need to go on to the top, and you just need to open up your Google page. And now you just type over there. Now you just type in the middle where you see there is a white panel. You just type in out there, my. Type M for Mary.
Sorry?
Type my. M-Y. Okay, my.
M-M-Y.
Yep, and then give a space.
Yep.
And then type 1P, number 1, and then P for Peter.
Number 1, and then P for Peter.
Yeah, and then give a space, and then type address. A-D-D-R-E-S-S. Yep. R-E.
Sorry, I-D-D.
And then R for Roger. And then E for Edward. And then F for Sugar. Yeah, now just tap and go at the bottom. You will see there is a blue color option called go. Tap and go. Now, after that, you will see over there. Now, you just need to come down a bit. Come down.
She's saying allow once, allow while using app or don't allow.
Tap on while using the app.
Yeah.
And after that,
now,
what do you
allow? To use.
Tap on allow.
Allow.
Tap on allow.
Yeah.
Now you just need to come down after that.
Yeah.
And now you just see over there the second option, IP address location, you see.
IP address.
Now hold on.
All
no, no.
IP
no, just
address.
Come down. You just come down. Just come down.
Yeah.
Now hold on. Now you see my IP address. And then you see your IP address, and then you see State California, right?
State California, I can't see that.
You will see that. Yep.
State
what
California.
Do you see? No, you just need to come down a bit.
Yeah.
And after that, hold on. And then what do you see? My IP address. And then you see, look at
the IP address, yeah.
And below you see your IP address, and then you see state. Exactly. You see the top one. Just be there, okay? Don't do anything. I'll explain it to you. Now you see your IP address at the top, and then you see IP address, and then below you see IP address. This is your IP address, okay? And then you see State California. You're residing in Australia, right? And you're not residing in USA. Then how come that is showing to you that your IP address is in California? Do you have any idea about this?
No, I don't.
I'll tell you. See, the reason is that, you know why? Because we just found a lot of, you know, transactions has been placed in order, okay, from California while using your identity and using your IP address, which you see. because at this moment and how these things are happening, like whenever you are like browsing internet, some pop-up is going to come up on your mobile phone, or sometime you go for shopping, you go for cafe, coffee, day, you know? From that time, you use, I believe, a Wi-Fi, right, from there? So once when you use a Wi-Fi from there, on that time, there are a lot of people from different places, you know, are there. From that time, your identity has been compromised by the hacker, okay? And we just found one hacker. He's from California, right? He is already using your IP address. And your IP address, exactly. So that is the reason, you know, you're not aware about the fact. And we have been calling you from eBay to cancel each and everything. Because $299, just a trial, you know, place they have been order, which we have been put that money on hold. So we just need to cancel all the transaction which they have been done it. Okay?
Okay.
Right? Right. Now, first of all, what you just need to do is you just need to go to your home screen and I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Right?
Yes.
Now, first of all, what do you see so on your screen? Logging into your bank once again. And after that, what do you see, sir? Just log it into your bank right now. Just log in into your bank.
On the home page.
Now, you see at the very bottom, you will see home, accounts, pay cards for you. Tap on accounts.
It's open.
Right. Now, first of all, what you need to do is, I'll tell you what you have to do. Hello, can you hear me? Now, you just need to open up your App Store once again. And after that, you will see any desk at the search option.
Open up
your App Store. And then you see at the top, there's a search column where you can type something. You just type any desk over there. Any desk.
All right. Any, one word?
In any desk. Just now you have been downloaded any desk. Type any desk. Okay. And you just need to see an option called open. Tap on open and you will see there will be a number. Correct? So just read me out the number.
785-374-227.
Okay, no problem. Now you'll see over there an option coming up for you. Allow. Start now. I trust this call.
I'll see you.
Just accept this. I trust this call.
Thank you. I don't know about this,
Okay, okay. What do you see right now? Tell me.
It's saying that if I accept for this, that you can see everything from my...
No. I can't see anything, sir. Because right now you have been connected to our eBay Secure server. So no need to worry about that. Tap on I trust this call and accept it. Okay? And after that...
I'm not sure.
Well, this is a recorded conversation, sir. As I've already explained and as I've told you, okay? What we have to do is... We are just here to cancel each and everything for you. You need to understand that, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Because so this call...
I'll go to my bank and I'll speak to them, I think.
Well, sir, your bank people can only give you your money and take your money, right? But the thing which I'm talking about, your identity which has been compromised by the hacker, your bank people cannot protect you, your identity from those things, okay? Because those things are very dangerous. Because the hackers, generally, they are not interested on your money. They don't look for money. They are only looking for identity, you know. Because once they got your identity, they can do a lot of business. Like money laundering. They are sending money from California to different country while using your identity. If cops will come at your place and cops will see these things, cops will see your identity, cops will think you have done the damage, right? I know and you know you have done nothing, right? But cops can't see that. Cops will think you have done the damage. So that is the reason, okay? Now, once again,
I'll speak to my bank, all right?
Well, sir, then you will be losing more money. At this moment, you would be having only $7,000 at your account. You will be losing all your money. Because right now, your money and your identity is not secure at all. We are just trying to give you a security on it, okay?
Yeah,
and you are not the only
speak,
one, sir, who is
I'll
facing this problem.
Bank.
Why? What happened to you?
I'll speak to my bank because I'm not too confident with you, yeah.
Sir, as I told you, sir, your bank can only give you your money and take your money, all right?
Yeah.
Your bank cannot protect
your
identity.
Yeah.
As I've already shown you that your identity...